Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio, and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, let me be the first to congratulate you for making it halfway through another delicious weekend, and you only wish that you were sitting where I am sitting now, because we are going to be taking the next hour to celebrate the rich history, the rich heritage, and the full story of what it means to be a Southern Arizona at the center of the plate and in the middle of the glass. And where else do you do that? None other than the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort on Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive. We are here raising our glasses in celebration of the season. We're going to be talking to our good friend John Kulikowski, the director of wine and spirits at the Hacienda. We're going to be talking to our good friend Chef Bruce Yim, executive chef here at the Hacienda. We're even going to be checking in with our friend Regan Jasper of Fox Restaurant Concepts, talking about some wonderful things happening on the rosé scene. And our celebrity co-host this hour knows a thing or two about rosé. In fact, she is a wonder woman of wine. She is a sage in the spirits world. She is certainly no stranger to this audience in her new position as the director of events and development at the Tucson Museum of Art. Put your hands together for the lovely Jessica Nenadic.
Wow, Matt, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. And yes, all of that sounds wonderful to talk to you. Rosé, food, Tucson, heritage, new career moves. It's all very exciting.
This is all good. We're going to dig deep into all of that, but it would be a disservice to our listeners to go any further in the show without hoisting a glass. Let me raise a cocktail to you. And Jessica, this is not just any cocktail.
Oh, no.
This is what John Kulikowski does. He says, Matt, can I get you a drink? I said, yeah, why don't you do maybe something different, maybe something that I can't get anywhere else. And he comes out with a barrel-aged Manhattan.
And the barrel with the Manhattan
right.
In it.
Exactly. I mean, where else do you see that? I mean, we see a lot of folks doing house aging programs, aging their spirits on wood. The cocktail is actually in the barrel, so let us raise our glasses.
Cheers.
High in celebration of the rich heritage of Southern Arizona.
Oh, this looks delicious. So it's a Manhattan aged in this barrel. We're going to get into the recipe and talk about that in just a little bit as well. But what do you think, Matt? How does it taste to you?
Beautifully complex. It has that anchor experience that you would expect from, I think, the perfect cocktail, the Manhattan. But you've got a lot going on. This is not your dad's Manhattan.
Nope.
And thank God we're going to be talking to John all about that. But let me be the 3,000th person to congratulate you on your new gig at the Tucson Museum of Art. How exciting.
It's very exciting. And thank you, Matt. Yes, it's a change of career for me, but I also get to meld a lot of my other skills together, working with the public, working with at the museum. It's such an honor. And developing the events side of what we do at the museum. So not as much into the art, but more into the events and what's really, really happening at the museum.
I think it's a great fit for the museum, and I think it's a great fit for you.
Thank you.
You know, I met you along your wine journey, mm-hmm. A journey that will never end.
Nope.
But anyway, you have been one of the go-to resources for wine and spirits here in this community. So you have helped to educate our listeners on the wonderful world of wine. When I heard about this, it sort of made sense to me, because the Tucson Museum of Art is a home, a destination for great wine and food events as well.
Absolutely, and that's what I really wanted to let everybody know. We've got some great things coming up. You know, our museum is undergoing renovations right now, complete gallery renovations. We're really excited. We're going to open the galleries.
It's a big deal.
It's a really big deal. It hasn't been done since the 1970s.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
It's just a major, major renovation. Very exciting. Great for Tucson. Great for the art community in Tucson. So we're going to be celebrating the gallery openings with grand opening on October 20th.
Great.
Write that down, because you're going to want to be there. Definitely want to be there for the grand opening. Basically, what we're going to do is, I'm sorry, October 20th is the grand opening, and we're going to be opening with two really exciting exhibits. And we're going to be doing Dress Matters, Clothing as Metaphor. And we're also going to be doing Desert Dweller, which is also a textile clothing exhibit. So those are two very exciting things. But October 20th is our opening date. So please, please join us down at the Tucson Museum of Art.
This is going to be a milestone moment for people across the arts community here. Again, the 20th of October at the Tucson Museum of Art. Now, when you're imagining a renovation of this magnitude, you said it hasn't been done in decades.
Yes.
Did you have to close the museum at all?
Yes, the museum has been completely closed for the renovation, completely closed. So that's why it's going to be so exciting when we open back up to the public with a brand new face for the 21st century.
That sounds great.
Exactly.
Now, one of the things we love about the Tucson Museum of Art, as I said, is it's always been such a great place to host a wine and food event. And you can't talk about the Tucson Museum of Art and not talk about Crush.
Crush Party, absolutely. So Crush Party, save the date, mark it in your calendar. Please come and join us. It's going to be at the Tucson Museum of Art Friday, November 10th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's going to be a culmination of food, inspired cocktails, beverage, beer, craft and local beer, great place to meet and greet and be seen. And it's going to be, like I said, from 6 to 9 p.m. And you can buy tickets actually going live next week on our website, TucsonMuseumOfArt.com.
TucsonMuseumOfArt.com. And the Crush event is up. What's the date again?
November 10th.
Okay, November 10th.
6 to 9 p.m.
And it's just such a wonderful setting. The twinkling lights. And,
it's a gorgeous
patio. Meandering through the courtyard there, sipping wine, having some bites from some great local food purveyors and chefs. All, you know, one of my favorite events of the year for sure.
Thank you. Thank you. So we'll see you there.
Ah, well, you can count on that. Now, you're splitting up the Crush Party and the Crush Gala.
Yeah, so Crush Party is now our fall fundraising event. And as you know, the museum is 100% donation supported.
Right.
So it's our fall fundraising event. And then in the spring, we do Crush Gala, which is our live art auction. And if you've never been to a live art auction, you're missing out. They do live and silent auction, gorgeous food, again, beautiful on the patio, decked out. It's really, really not to be missed. It's definitely supporting the arts in Tucson.
And you will miss it if you wait too long. Get your tickets for any of these events, TucsonMuseumOfArt.org.
.org.
Because it is a nonprofit organization.
Absolutely.
And none of this would be possible without the generous donations and gifts and grants from everyone. You know, really, not only here in Southern Arizona, it's a world-class setting. You've really helped to inspire and attract fans of this museum, quite literally from all over the country, nay, all over the world.
Absolutely. It's very, very, very important to us that we get as much support from the community, not only from visitors, but donations and gifts of art as well.
Now, when you're working as a wine distributor, you're expected to enjoy a little sip of wine during the day hour, during the job. Now, was this in your interview process? Talking to your boss, did you say, look, I drink on the job. Is that cool?
It's a little bit different now, so I have to wait till the weekends and the evenings, Matt. So.
I can completely understand. Anyway, we're talking to Jessica Nededick. She is our celebrity co-host for the full hour here in this live broadcast. She is the new director of events and development, again, at the Tucson Museum of Art. You can learn all about Jessica and all about the great programs that you, fellow foodies, support with your kindness and your generosity. www.TucsonMuseumOfArt.org is the destination for all of the information. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Regan Jasper himself in this live broadcast from the Hacienda del Sol. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road, or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy paired with the girls'
Hill's award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort. Of course, over there on the Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive with my celebrity co-host, the Director of Events and Development at the Tucson Museum of Art, Jessica Nenadic, is back with us.
Thank you, Matt.
Making our way through these barrel-aged Manhattans like the true professionals that we are.
It's very tough, but somebody's got to do it.
Well, speaking of a true professional, our next guest is a guy that I met 20 years ago this summer in this very space. He was the very first sommelier at the Hacienda del Sol. He was the very first general manager of the Hacienda del Sol. And now he is the vice president of beverage at Fox Restaurant Concepts. He's got a whole lot of fans in this community, and they're all applauding loud for Regan Jasper.
Yeah,
Regan, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man. How are you, buddy?
We're doing great. You know, we're drinking Manhattans out of oak barrels. How are you?
Why wouldn't you?
I'm so delighted that...
Hey, Regan.
...that you took some time out of your very busy schedule to join us. We're going to be talking about rosé here in just a minute, but I need you to just help celebrate the fact that September the 20th, right here in Tucson, Arizona, the doors are going to swing wide open at your newest concept here in the Old Pueblo. Are you guys as excited as I am for culinary dropout at the Grant Road Lumberyard?
I mean, we are so stoked. I mean, when you drive by and pull into that building and see what actually turned out, you know, after we've got it all built, it's mind-boggling, it's exciting, it's big, and it's, you know, it's going to be awesome. It really is. It's going to be a game changer for the scene for young adults, fun adults, people who want to go have a great time. You know, it's just got a really great vibe to it already, and it's not even open. Totally.
that's for sure. Well, fun adults and young adults, I can be a fun adult.
I can be both.
We can be both.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Anyway, I am so fascinated, Regan Jasper, about where the rosé story has come from even 5 years ago to now. There's even a hashtag rosé all day. I bet you're actually holding a glass of rosé in your hand right now. What do you attribute this boom in the rosé world to, man?
Yeah, you know, so I can go back to almost when we met in Hacienda del Sol. We had rosé by the glass back then, and it had no traction at all. It was a sommelier geek wine. It was what all the people in the industry liked to drink because our palates appreciated it. And we were like, man, we just want acid. But everyone on the planet thought, oh, it's pink, it's sweet, so it can't be delicious. And, you know, the mindset now is that the consumer is far more educated. There's far more availability out there. And so as the wine world gets competitive on, hey, that's having a little success, we need to dabble our toe in that business, you know, it's kind of a big trend right now. And sometimes it's a really great trend, and sometimes it's a, oh, you know, they're trying too hard trend. But, you know, it's great to see the growing regions that have been doing it forever, you know, Provence and those things getting a lot of traction. Their pricing's gone way up because they can. Their wines are sought after now, and the light bulbs are on. You know, and then there's the challenges that we all have going through and beating the bushes and finding, you know, the rosés that are, you know, being made correct or made, you know, at least with a thought process of, hey, this is, you know, not just, you know, chugging wine. This is wine that could go really great with food. So, you know,
exactly.
That's kind of. Go ahead.
And that's a great segue, Regan, because, you know, I've been to wine pairing dinners, and and sometimes you only see the rosé during the first course, with the greens, something perhaps with a lovely raspberry dressing. But rosé can actually, you know, be relevant throughout the courses in a wine pairing dinner, right?
Oh, there's no question, and especially if you think about it from the mindset of, hey, you know, I would have had a great white wine with this dish. Well, you could change the ingredients to the sauce or to the, you know, accompanying, you know, flavor profiles and make that protein sing with having some kind of like you know, fruit forward and maybe red fruit forward, you know, side dishes. So, you know, yeah, I think all day long rosé goes, and I'm going to prove it to you on the 28th.
And the 28th is a date that everybody needs to put on their calendar because protein will sing. Regan yeah. Jasper has promised you that there will be singing proteins on August the 28th at this great rosé wine dinner. You're going to be down here kind of leading your guests through the story of rosés and how they are paired with the courses at Wildflower. Again, happening on August 28th. What do you guys got up your sleeve? This is going to be a great night.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and you know, we're doing four courses, and we're going to show you, you know, the summertime mindset. So I always think, you know, when I think rosé, you know, I think, man, it's something refreshing in the middle of the heat. And so you want to have something that's going to cool you off but still satisfy that red urge. And so pink does that. And then when I'm thinking summertime, think about all the foods that are fresh and available in the summer. So you're going to see a little watermelon involved. You're going to see a lot of tomato-based sauces. We're going to pair some stuff with Italian, with an Italian mindset. We're going to, you know, we're going to have some fun with this menu. And you know, chefs having a really great time putting the menu together. And they, trust me, those guys love to go off the reservation and be able to go create something new rather than their same menu every single day. And so we're having some fun bringing some wines in that aren't normally on Wildflower's menu. We are going to show the one rosé that is on that menu year-round to kind of remind people of how great that wine is. And it's new to the menu anyway. It's only been on there for a couple months. So it should be a really fun night.
Now, the next time you and Chef Kevin Hance get together to dream a little bit, would you just consider inviting Jessica and myself? I mean, we just want to watch. We want to watch the excellence unfold. Now, when you guys sit and do a pairing menu like this, does Chef come up with the idea for the courses and you let the wine follow? Is it vice versa, or is it just this wonderful blend of imagination happening real time between the two of you?
You know, so Kev and the culinary team and I got together, and I just kind of said, hey, you know, this is what the vision is for the ingredients that I think should be present. You know, we need to be celebrating the flavors of summer and the flavors of rosé. And so here's kind of some of the lists of ingredients that I think you guys should incorporate into your menu to help me pair. Right. And that's where they went with it. And so the menu's, you know, really fresh. It's innovative, you know, Chef Clint got involved up in Phoenix and kind of gave Kevin a blessing and said, hey, you know, try this and try that. And they were up there playing around. And so we're all excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you know, at the end of the day, it's also going to be great for the community and you know, all of our, you know, friends at Wildflower that have been, dying with us since 1998. You know, it's just fun to go in there and for me to see some familiar faces after I've been traveling around the world opening restaurants and, you know, get back to Tucson for a minute.
And how fun to come home, literally come home, to the very first restaurant that started it all almost 20 years ago. Anyway, Regan Jasper, Vice President of Beverage at Fox Restaurant Concepts, he wants you to meet him at Wildflower on August the 28th. I believe the event starts at 5:30. Call Wildflower now. Make your reservations. You do not want Regan Jasper to tell you that there is no room at the inn, so please do it now, and we will see you on the 28th. Anyway, Regan, love to you, to Megan, the entire family, and we'll be seeing you soon, my friend.
All right. Great to hear from you, Matt. Congratulations, Jess, on the new gig.
Thanks, Regan. Nice to hear from you.
Oh, we love Regan Jasper here. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, John Kulikowski is in the house. Of course he's in the house. It's his house. He never leaves in this live broadcast from the Hacienda del Sol. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Summer is here, fellow foodies, and Chef Victor Padilla has designed a fresh new menu that celebrates the flavors of the season at one of my favorite Foothills eateries, Commoner & Co. This exciting menu is inspired by Victor's own dedication to the kinds of dishes that are visually overwhelming, yet easy and approachable on the palate, like his new sea scallops that have already become a house favorite with roasted cauliflower, root vegetable chips, cauliflower puree, and a citrus Calabrian gremolata. It is a work of art. Or his airline chicken, a playful twist on the famous poultry dish that he slow simmers in butter and bacon fat. I know, right? And to quench your thirst, General Manager Kim Kaiser has curated a brand new cocktail menu that's all about light and bright, like the Starshine Surprise, anchored by a beautiful bourbon, fresh grapefruit and strawberry, and a hard cider reduction. Now that's my kind of summer sipper. The flavors of summer are being served up now at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. It's all about fresh. ultra premium, first cold press. And trust me, these distinctions make a world of difference in extra virgin olive oils. And some of my favorite flavors of the world are now on tap at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Stop in today to learn what the Southern Hemisphere tastes like. From the mild Arbosana from Chile, a delicate oil with notes of green almond and banana, to the Picholine from Australia, a big and pungent oil that delivers loads of spice and pepper on your palate. Sample more than 20 gourmet olive oils in Alfonso's portfolio, along with a delicious lineup of aged balsamic vinegars that will transform your home into an Italian marketplace. And while you're there, discover some great gift ideas for your next party, try out some fun kitchen accessories, and sign up for their series of community cooking classes and other special events throughout the year. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and Jessica Menedek broadcasting live from the chef's table at the majestic, the historic, the heritage-driven Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort. I tell you what, Saturday at 5 o'clock, hanging out here at the chef's table, doesn't get any better than this.
Well, it might if we had cocktails. Oh, wait, we do.
And we don't have any cocktail. We have a cocktail that was hand-pulled from an oak barrel by the very loving and gifted hands of our next host, or our next guest. And there is not a soul in our listening audience that does not know this guy, because he's all five stars in everything he does. The director of wine and spirits here at the Hacienda, Mr. John Kolakowski. What's going on, John?
Thanks very much for having me back.
We are here celebrating heritage, celebrating history. We're going to be talking about this event a lot. September the 3rd, the Heritage Foods Festival, celebrating the local flavors of the Southwest right up here at the Hacienda. But before we dig deep into the heritage and into the vision behind this event, we got to pull you back, Brother John, to this cocktail, this barrel-aged Manhattan that we're having. Jessica and I took a sip. It nearly rendered me speechless, which is not easy to do, John Kay.
I imagine so.
Talk to us about how you put this cocktail together. This is extraordinary.
Well, I'd like to take all the credit, but Jessica actually gets some of the credit. She used to be a liquor salesperson for Young's and for Breakthrough, and she gave me a couple of these barrels, and I wasn't sure what to do with them. And so our mixology team, we started thinking about it and decided to barrel age some cocktails. And there's a couple of tricks involved with barrel aging. You can't use a lot of or any fruit juice or dairy products,
right,
or sugar for that matter. So a couple of drinks that came to mind was a Negroni, which is equal parts gin, sweet vermouth, and Campari, basically pure alcohol.
Right.
So we have some barrel-aged Negronis featuring Nolet's gin in the back of the bar.
Beautiful.
And then we have these 5-liter barrels, which you soak a little bit in water to make sure the barrel expands, there aren't any leaks. And then these are Manhattans. And a Manhattan is three components, sweet vermouth, bitters, and a whiskey of some type. So we played with the recipe back and forth, and we finally came up with a proprietary recipe for our barrel-aged Manhattans here at Hacienda del Sol, and they have been a wildly big hit. At one point, we had 70 liters aging behind the bar. We did a couple of barrels last Thanksgiving, and we were sold out in 3 days.
Now, when John Kolakowski says proprietary, he means it, because I've tried to break him down to disclose every ingredient in this cocktail. He's not talking. Come and enjoy this cocktail. John, I remember a few months ago at one of the great events that you host here at the Hacienda throughout the year, you kind of saw me across the courtyard. You sort of pointed, come over here. You took me aside. You whispered in my ear.
I did.
Matt, I have this crazy idea to do an event on the grounds of the Hacienda to celebrate our heritage. You began to unfold the vision.
I did.
And I was all a quiver.
I figured, who knows food and wine better in Tucson than Matt Russell?
Oh,
nobody.
Oh,
nobody.
Shucks.
So we used to do a Down Under event, which was New Zealand and Australia. And I started thinking that we didn't really have a connection with those countries, even though they're terrific food and wine-wise. And then we got that designation, and I read it in the New York Times, as many of you have,
right,
of UNESCO World Heritage Site for food and gastronomy in Tucson. Wow, what a shock that was, right? And we were the first city, Tucson, in the whole country to get that. Now, you would think it would go to a city like New York or San Fran, but what they're looking for is native heritage foods that are to the area, not necessarily fancy restaurants per se.
Sure, sure.
And so I started thinking, we really should take off on this. You know, it's something that is not given lightly. And I thought, we do have a culinary heritage here in Tucson. We have a lot of purveyors from wine, local wineries from Elgin, Wilcox, to beers, local beers. There's at least a half a dozen breweries, if not more. And all kinds of food items. We were getting Noel Patterson had beehive honey, and our one of our sous chefs here had actually rented a hive or gotten a hive for Hacienda, and we get our own honeycomb delivered from those beehives. I think it's called Dos Manos.
Right,
and he's a terrific guy, Noel Patterson.
Yeah.
And so we had a whole bunch of traditions, and when Chef Bruce and I started talking and I asked him about local purveyors, he came up with a dozen off the top of his head, and I said, we need to go from here. You were my test market because I wanted to run it by you and think, you know, can we actually do this?
And I was all in.
And I thought, you know, let's invite these local purveyors. Let them show their wares. Let them show what they do well. Let us glorify the city of Tucson as opposed to some foreign city, some foreign country.
Yes.
Let's take it back home and put money where the market is right here in Tucson with local people doing local stuff. And let's be proud of where we are and our heritage here in Tucson.
Can we just give some love to John Kulikowski right there? My goodness. Like, the rest of the world is celebrating this. Let's celebrate it here.
Absolutely.
Right in our own backyard.
We have enough right here to keep us all busy and to be proud of.
I love it. Again, it's the Heritage Foods Festival. The weather is going to be extraordinary, celebrating the unique and local flavors of the Southwest. It is on Sunday, September the 3rd, from 6 to 9 p.m. I mean, I looked at the price point. I thought there was a typo. I thought you needed to have like a zero after it. It's only $55 per person. But we're going to take a quick news break right now and thank some more sponsors. When we come back, John, don't go away.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to be sitting down with you as well as Executive Chef Bruce Ian to talk about how all this comes together from a cuisine side to kind of pair with some of the things that you talked about on the cocktail and culinary side. A quick news break and sponsor love. And when we come back, Chef Bruce Ian is in the house in this live broadcast from the Hacienda del Sol. Stick around. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family-owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and Jessica Nenedick broadcasting live from the Hacienda del Sol, having a great time talking about heritage and history and the roots of why we love Southern Arizona.
What a great event, Matt. What a great event here at Hacienda del Sol that's going
to
be.
It's like every day I come up here, there seems to be a new discovery around every turn. Something always happening in the courtyard. John Kulikowski pulling cocktails out of wood barrels. Again, the Heritage Foods Festival happening on Sunday, September the 3rd from 6 to 9 p.m. You can call 529-3500. Please do it now to get your reservations. 529-3500. Take part in this mass global, frankly, celebration of what makes Tucson distinct on the culinary and the cocktail and wine and beer side by coming to celebrate Heritage Foods right here. You know, the celebrities keep walking in the door, John Kulikowski.
I see that.
I see Alan Willenbrock from Morgan Stanley, always a very faithful steward of all of your hard-earned money. Make sure that Alan Willenbrock has a role in helping you to manage that money and celebrate the things that you love to do while putting together some very important investments at the same time. Plus, this guy's a real foodie, John.
Oh, yeah?
Have you ever broke bread with Alan Willenbrock?
I think we have. I think we've actually crossed the swords before.
I mean, seriously. But seeing the celebrities up here at the Hacienda, wow, is just another day at the office for you, John, right?
We actually have JP coming in tonight from 1055 Brewing, so
cool.
May pop in here any minute,
JP
too.
JP Viberny. Now, 1055 is going to be a player here.
Absolutely.
At the festival. Now, we're going to talk to Bruce here in a second, but talk a little bit about on the libation side. Who are you bringing to this event on September the 3rd when it comes to quenching the Southern Arizona thirsts of this community?
Well, I didn't want to just limit it to wine as we do a couple of other events here at Hacienda. So we've invited all local purveyors, of course, to celebrate that gastronomic heritage. So we've got Dos Cabezas Winery coming in, 5-6 wines they're going to bring.
Beautiful.
Kent Callahan will be here from Callahan Winery. Chateau Tumbleweed will be represented here with 5 or 6 wines. From the local breweries, we have Iron John and John Atkinson, chief brewer, will be here in person pouring at least 4 or 5 of his wines with sample tastes. And then 1055 Brewing with Chris Squires and J.P. Vibroni. They will be here, again, pouring a few selections from each of them. And then why limit it to that? We've got Hamilton Distillery, Whiskey Del Bach, really a hometown favorite. I just saw a big display at BevMo the other day, and we are going to have their whiskeys being poured as a sample, and we're going to make a local drink with those whiskeys. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to be. I'm going to consult my mixology team. We're going to have Tombstone from Elgin will be here.
Excellent.
And pouring 3 or 4 different whiskeys from them.
I've
so there's a lot to do.
About
if you
Tombstone.
Don't drink, you won't be left out. Bruce has ordered some yellow watermelons, and I'm going to make an agua fresca with mint and yellow watermelon for our non-alcoholic imbibers.
Gosh.
And we'll have a couple of agua frescas and lots to keep you busy, along with Rafael Moreno, our quartet. We'll have live music on the courtyard. As with all our events, they are just filled to capacity with plenty of good food and all local purveyors being present in a farmer's market type atmosphere.
I love that. And you want to sip Southern Arizona. We're going to talk to Bruce about what Southern Arizona tastes like on the palate. But if you want to sip like a Southern Arizona does, Whiskey Del Bach, 1055, Iron John's, Dos Cabezas.
Exactly.
You right now have rattled off some of my favorite wine, brew, and spirit purveyors, and there's no wonder because I think you and I kind of have the same.
Absolutely.
We have the same jam, as the kids say.
It's a fun thing to try them side by side. You'll get one cost of admission, $55. Nothing is limited. Have as much food as you want, almost as much drink as you can take. I don't know, with Jessica, we may lose a few dollars there.
She's going to cut seriously into your profit potential. I can just promise you that. But anyway, John, how about you bring on our next guest? Because I do this all the time.
Well, Bruce and I
love bringing him on the show, but, you know, this is the John Kulikowski Show, and we've just given you a promotion. Why don't you take some time to introduce our next very august majestic guest here.
Well, I have the honor and the privilege of working with Bruce Yim on a daily basis, and every day it furthers my culinary education. Bruce has worked all over the world, from Venice, Italy to New York City, and his repertoire of dishes, international and local, is surpassed by none. I've worked with many talented chefs, but Bruce Yim has surpassed all of them in his absolute panoramic encyclopedic knowledge of food. And it is my pleasure and my privilege to introduce my co-worker and our chef at Hacienda del Sol, Bruce Yim.
Oh, my God.
That was amazing.
All right.
Thank you, John.
Okay, as John was introducing Bruce, Jessica looked to me and she said,
"You're fired."
She fired me.
I know.
My last show here at the Hacienda, as I hand over my host duties to John Kulikowski. Bruce Yim, where do you even start, man? I mean, I've loved following your journey. I mean, I've known you for a long time. And when I heard about this idea to really celebrate
who we are on the palate, who Tucson is, going back the roots and the heritage. We talked with John about what's going on kind of on the libation side. Where do you even begin to create an experience for your guests that promises them an authentic Southern Arizona sense of place experience from the culinary side?
Well, a lot of it had to do with getting together with all our local, all the purveyors that are going to be participating in this event, and to see what they were, what they had available. And then trying to, at one point I was thinking, okay, should we just go strictly heritage and what they were kind of creating way back when in the very beginning? And, you know, but that's not what we do here. We kind of integrate what was then and then bring in what was now and the modern techniques and all the skills that we have learned and what I have learned over the years of cooking and what all my sous chefs and even all my other line cooks, what they were doing. And we come together to have some, create some really good, we're going to be creating some really, really some nice food and some nice dishes for, and also just bringing back the whole, like I said, the whole heritage part of Tucson and how long that people have been able to live off the land in Tucson. And that's pretty much why we got, you know, the city gastronomy, the UNESCO thing. And so, you know, it's just been really exciting. It's been kind of a challenge, to be honest with you, too, a little bit, because this is a little bit out of my comfort zone on trying to want to touch, you know, past and present all together. But, you know, it's like anything. It's a challenge, and it's a little bit fearful, but like any kind of fearful thing, you want to step right through it.
Just move right through it.
So, a lot of fun.
So, Bruce, how do you bring the heritage of Tucson, what really is Tucson food, what the land is giving us, how do you bring that into the present?
I think it's just mostly the culinary techniques that I picked up over the years and the flavor profiles. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, you know, have a, you know, you know, we're doing, like, let's say native Caesars. We're getting a lot of beans and,
oh, great.
Yeah,
excellent.
And Country Harvest Pantry. You know, and temporary beans are one of the major beans that were, and it's still around. So mm-hmm. how do I do that? You know, and I'm bringing a lot of the techniques that I've learned over the years of cooking. And, you know, stuff I learned in Venice, stuff I learned in New York,
amazing. Things
I learned in San Francisco.
And using then, native ingredients so that the flavor is true to the Southern Arizona.
True to Arizona, but, you know, want to give everything just a little bit of a tweak, you know.
And as you do. As you do every day right here. To, you know, celebrating tradition, but bringing kind of modern expression into it. I interviewed Bruce for an article I wrote in Inside Tucson Business about the way they do Thanksgiving here. We're actually going to be talking a little bit later on in the show about what Thanksgiving tastes like here at the Hacienda. But Bruce honors tradition. He sort of says, okay, like Norman Rockwell was big for a reason. You know, that's all sitting around the table. And yes, there has to be turkey. And yes, there has to be stuffing. But he brings these nuances, these new angles and twists to the experience. He's going to be doing that as well for this Heritage Foods Festival on September the 3rd. Now, John said kind of be farmer's market atmosphere. Talk, Bruce, a little bit about the setting. I mean, how are people going to be navigating around? Is it going to be kind of buffet style? You know, you're issued a plate and you kind of work your way around at your leisure. Is there a strategy for maximizing
the
moment?
There is a strategy. And how we started off, he says, you know, because a lot of people who come to our festivals or come to our past property-wide events, you know, it is basically just food and libations. And then, you know, but if we're going to bring the heritage aspect to it and, you know, the city of gastronomy involved in it, so as they enter, we're going to kind of detour them into in the Casa Luna where we're going to have a panel. And the panel is going to consist of Jonathan Mayberry and Gary Nahum. And they're going to talk about, you know, the UNESCO City Gastronomy. And, you know, they're going to understand, and then the people are going to kind of understand what's going on. And then when they walk through Casa Luna and go to the center courtyard where a lot of the liquor purveyors are going to be, so they're going to be able to taste everything. And then everyone's going to have a booth. All our purveyors are going to have a booth so they can discuss it. They can maybe sell some of their products or just talk about the products that they're talking around. And then I have taken all the products from all the purveyors and I'm creating our buffet.
Okay.
And
well,
that's
so
fantastic.
And I know you're probably still in R&D on that because you've got a world your blank canvas. You've got a lot of work to do. You got the flavors that you want to kind of manifest
right.
for that experience. So when do you expect that you're going to have the
I have
menu
a good
complete?
Idea on the menu right now.
You do?
Yeah, because right. mostly
Give
I was kind
of
waiting
of
on.
Give give us a couple of teasers. Like, what can we expect to sink our teeth into?
Well,
here
we are going to be, you know, E&R Pork is going to be giving the pork, not giving, we're actually purchasing. But
of course you are.
We created this kind of an Argentinian style pig roasting. So we basically going to brine the pork for 24 hours, and then we just pretty much spread it about on this metal crucifix, in a sense,
right.
And then we slow roast it over a open pit.
Wow.
For 8-9 hours.
With the interior of the hog facing towards the fire.
And then we rotate it halfway
around.
Through and
oh
get that skin just super crispy.
You are going to save me the cheeks, right?
I am going to save you the cheeks.
I feel like we should sing Kumbaya or something.
But we have Southwind Farms and Larry's Vegetables. You know, they're going to be giving us some product, you know, and then, you know, a lot of times I kind of have to wait for them. So we have kind of like the Armenian cucumbers. We got tomatoes. We got Kennebec potatoes, you know, Arbuckle's coffee. So we're going to be roasting some Kennebec potatoes over the Arbuckle's coffee beans.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds delicious.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Now,
so,
Matt, I don't know if you know that we have our own organic garden here at Hacienda del Sol.
Yes.
And our consultant is Dr. Andrew Wild,
right.
Our famous Tucsonian. So we'll have some of our homegrown Hacienda products, organically grown, also at this event, incorporated into Chef Bruce's dishes. And we'll be giving garden tours every 15 minutes of our new garden and organic growing
yeah.
area. Guests will yeah. also receive a booklet of information about each market vendor, a keepsake, and recipes will be in there passed down from Southern Arizona families, and that'll be a little gift for you to take home and share.
What a beautiful moment. So not only is this a food and beverage event, I mean, at $55, you're getting a deal coming up to the Hacienda. The views are complimentary. Have some wonderful food. Meet these hardworking artisans. Have some great beverages. But you're also going to be able to witness a panel discussion
Absolutely.
About how this whole UNESCO opportunity came around with Jonathan from the city of Tucson and Gary from Native Seeds. You're going to get tours of the organic farm
right.
here.
Dr. Andrew Wild.
Dr. Andrew Wild's, you know, the curator and the consultant of the farm. You're going to have a keepsake to remind you what a wonderful moment this was. And again, it's all $55.
It's a steal. It really is. And it's the first of annual. We're hoping to make this an annual event as we do our Argentina Heart and Soul, our Zin Blues and Barbecue, and many events that you and Jessica have both been a part
Absolutely.
Of
oh, yes.
over the years.
Oh, yes.
And this is the first of hopefully many, many such UNESCO City of Gastronomy events.
It's going to be very successful. It's just expanding our community and right. then welcoming people to our property and see what we can do.
And that's the heart of the Hacienda.
Thank
I mean, that's
you.
Really, I mean, it is a celebration of who we are. And we are one delicious people here
sure
in this
are.
Part of the world. Speaking of delicious, we're going to do a little bit of a tasting here, but you actually brought out something here that is going to be available for the guests at the Heritage Foods Festival, and it involved your taking a trip out to Wilcox.
Yes, it did. Peaches were really, really good. We got an inside word that the peaches are at its best at any Apple Annie's. So we drove down there and got over 100 pounds of peaches and made some homemade jam that was created by my our pastry chef, Kara Henrich.
Homemade peach jam.
You got to try yes. that, Matt.
From Apple Annie's. Now, John, did you sneak a little rye and bourbon into this jam?
We can. We can do that.
We can.
I can make it into a cocktail if you give me a shaker.
All right, let me pass that down
All
to
right.
Jessica. Let me give
so
you
I was really excited to hear the Apple Annie's peaches because really people don't think of fruit in Arizona. Mm. They don't think of peach.
It's delicious.
But we have gorgeous fruit, gorgeous citrus, gorgeous vegetables, herbs. Everything can be grown here and has been grown over the years to make great food, to make great.
Oh, it's just awesome.
And then, I hear you,
know,
over
you
there,
speak
Matt,
about.
Oh, my gosh, I'm drooling over my microphone. No. That jam, the texture of that, there's a velvety quality
just,
to it. Not a jelly, not preserves. This is a jam.
Just jam.
Don't call it a jelly if Bruce Yim is in the house.
Now
we will quickly be redirected. Oh, that's gorgeous. Now, this peach jam is actually not only going to be here for your tasting, but you have done kind of something creative. You're going to be kind of putting these into jars for people to take home for themselves, right, if they want to buy them.
And if they want to buy them, yeah. And then we're going to sell it in our gift shop. And so waiting on the labeling, but... You know, and
putting the jam in the cocktail.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Here we go.
Oh,
we got to do peach cobbler.
She's put the peach. peach cobbler in a Manhattan?
Peach cobbler Manhattan, okay. Absolutely.
So we're going to do a
trivia
question.
They're great on waffles.
We're going to do a trivia question here in just a minute, but you've actually brought some things out from the Terrazza menu.
Yes,
that you'd like to talk about. Talk a little bit about what you brought out for us.
Well, let's go straight into peaches. And the one thing for here, we have a roasted or grilled peach panna cotta with a peach sorbet. And it has champagne jelly, so we call that the Bellini.
Mm. And I should say that just wiggling the plate a little bit.
It's kind of sexy, huh?
This is very sexy. It has a jiggle factor that's actually like a 9 or a 10
so when
on the spectrum.
So, Matt, when Bruce says champagne jelly, he's not joking.
No.
There
no.
are cubes. Champagne cubes of jellied champagne on this plate. It's gorgeous.
Peach jam, champagne jelly cubes, and that's just the dessert. We're going to work our way through the other two things that you brought out for us to try and talk about some events that are happening in the
Absolutely.
Fall and winter. But have you guys thought about something fun to ask our listeners? Of course, you know, every single week we give the opportunity for one of our listeners to win a gift certificate to experience Hacienda del Sol for themselves. If you're the right answer to the right to the trivia question, John, what's the question this week?
Well, I started thinking about the city of Tucson and all of the names that came from it and all the Indian tribes around here. And I started thinking, I wonder where that name comes from. The city of Tucson has a connection, and that connection is with a mountain. And I wonder if any of our listeners know where the original name for the city and the connection with A Mountain comes from. Do you know what that connection is? If you do,
it's a great
you
question.
Get a $50 gift certificate.
$50 gift certificate.
You can use it for that event or any of our brunches or any of our dinners.
Beautiful. The origin of the name Tucson and how it connects to A Mountain.
Absolutely.
We want to know. If you think you know the answer to the question, send me a note right now, onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in with the right answer is going to get a 50-50 gift certificate to experience John Kulikowski and Chef Bruce Yim for yourselves, because they never leave, as I said.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial
sure.
break, thanking a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to do a little bit of eating and talk about some events that are always happening here at the Hacienda del Sol. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Saguaro Corners Restaurant and Bar has been serving Tucson's East Side and Saguaro National Park since 1956. But this is not your grandfather's Saguaro Corners. They have 22 craft beers on tap, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas you will find in Tucson. Their menu has something for everyone, with more than 60 different choices, from great barbecue to creative burgers and sandwiches to a mouthwatering selection of Arizona comfort food. They feature live music four nights a week on their cool patio with misters and incredible Rincon Mountain views. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Come on down and give Saguaro Corners a try on the corner of South Old Spanish Trail and Escalante. It's worth the trip.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell here with Jessica Nenadic, John Kulikowski, and Chef Bruce Yim from the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort. Having a great time again. Heritage Foods Festival, again, happening on Sunday, September the 3rd, from 6 to 9 p.m. It's only $55 per person. You get all of the wonderful things that John and Bruce talked about. 529-3500 is the number to call to make reservations. And again, as with every single event at the Hacienda, this event will sell out. So
Absolutely.
Do what John and Bruce say. Call right now to get your reservation. So before we talk about some events happening, we talked about this great dessert, which is where I'm going to end up. But where should we begin on the tasting side, Bruce?
For an appetizer, we have Roma tomatoes. That is a caprese. So we sliced Roma tomatoes, Hasselback style.
And that's like where you cut through until the very end, but not all the way
through. Yes.
Hasselback style.
And then we just stuffed it with house-made mozzarella,
a
little basil that comes from our garden, and we put that on top of a house-made focaccia. So it's a little crostini.
Roast that off a little
roast
bit.
Roast it off.
So the mozzarella still
just melts.
Has
the tomato gets nice and charred.
But as I'm looking at that mozzarella, I love the fact that it's melting, but you've almost preserved a little bit of that. There's still a little bit left that hasn't melted. So you're
right.
Getting almost like mozzarella two ways.
Oh, my
you're
gosh.
Getting almost that raw bit and that cascading melty
that
bit. That's what Bruce Yim does. What do we got going over here,
the
Bruce?
The other one is a marinated flat iron steak with charred onion polenta.
All right, I'm going in.
Oh, yeah.
Poblano crema and our street corn.
That's very, very beautiful. I can't even reach it, Matt. How is it?
Well, buy your own show. Then you can have all the meat you want. Oh, my gosh. And there's Matt James from Long Realty. All the celebrities are in the house.
Hello.
My gosh.
So I got a mouthful.
Well, of course they're here. They're here to eat gorgeous food from Hacienda del Sol. So the Terrazas menu is different than what you serve in the dining room, correct?
That is correct. The grill menu is a little higher scale, and you know we'll serve like 12-ounce New York prime New York steaks. We got a prime tomahawk steak that's 42 ounces.
Mm.
And right now we have a great special.
I saw this.
For $99, you get the 42-ounce tomahawk steak, two sides, sauce, and a bottle of wine.
What? Do I get
$99.
John, do I get to choose the wine?
No, we couldn't have that one.
I saw that today. I thought it was a glass of wine apiece.
No, it's
a bottle. So you got the 42-ounce tomahawk, which is like a Fred Flintstone cut.
Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, and you get the bottle of wine all for $99?
And this is designed to share, so what a great deal.
Well, share, speak great for yourself, Jack Genetovic. I'm going to roll in here, put down $100, and have a great night.
Yeah, you would. And then you can stay. That's the gorgeous thing about Hacienda del Sol.
Absolutely. Beautiful rooms and this newly renovated, expanded. I mean, they doubled the size of the suites, you know, here, added on, created this wonderful event space, a brand new pool that just looks over the beautiful Catalina foothills, poolside bar.
And the view is free.
And the view is absolutely free. Flat iron, charry, salty, a little bit of fat, gorgeously roasted off, beautiful medium rare, mid-temp, gorgeous, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
This is steak, Bruce Yim.
That's
so
delicious.
John, you got Argentina Heart and Soul coming
we
up in
do.
A couple of months.
It is our favorite event here at Hacienda del Sol. Bruce and I have been doing it for at least 5 years, and the owner who has a winery, Tom Firth, in Argentina, Cepas Alajitas, he loves Argentinian cuisine and culture so much, he put in and built a parrilla, a backyard barbecue grill. It goes up and down over hardwoods, and it's built into our back pool area that is just unbelievably beautiful. So we'll be utilizing that for sure at Argentina Heart and Soul Sunday, October 29th from 5 to 8 p.m. It's $60, including wine. I invite approximately six different wine vendors pouring Argentinian, not just Malbecs. We have sparkling wine. We have Torrontes. We have Chardonnay,
Rose.
Cabernets, Rosés, even dessert wine, Tardío. And it's a terrific event. You go to the inner courtyard, get a glass, drink and sample up to 30 or more Argentinian wines. Jessica's been a part of it for the last 5 years with me when she was a liquor salesperson, a wine salesperson. Now she can come as a guest. And Bruce puts out a terrific panoramic amount of different dishes, all Argentinian-based, chimichurri sauce, grilled meats. We have stuff for vegetarians, too. We have gluten-free items. No one would be disappointed in this array.
You've been here. What Nancy and I do when we find some wines that we really, really love.
Yep.
We can actually purchase them for a deal. You break these guys down.
I do.
I mean, the price point that you're able to offer these wines for consumers like myself is unbelievable.
Jessica
we always
will
leave
tell you.
I can absolutely
she can tell you how cheap I am.
I can absolutely vouch for John
and
saying
pass
that
those
he does
savings.
Pass the deal
I
on
pass
to the
deal
customer.
On to the guest. I try not to do too much of a markup, and I just get that to the consumer. You sample wines. The holiday season is coming shortly. And it's just a terrific, wonderfully filled afternoon of good food, good drink, and wonderful entertainment.
And it kind of is like kind of the gateway to the holidays because Hacienda del Sol, your headquarters for the holiday
we
season.
Sure are.
And
sure
I just
are.
Gave that to you, by the way. You don't know what you think. But anyway, it really, the Argentina Heart and Soul just sets the stage.
It's 15
for the
years
fall,
this
the
year.
Winter, 15 years.
15
you've been
years
doing
of doing Argentina Heart and Soul, and we are delighted to celebrate our 15th anniversary.
Thanksgiving, Christmas,
we'll
New
have
Year's.
Bruce will put together his annual Thanksgiving Day buffet. We're open all day, 11 to 7. We're open Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. We've done it every year, and the holidays are the place to be at Hacienda. So we're hoping to see some of our listeners right there this year.
Beautiful. I mean, this is the place to come for all of the great moments in your life. Make some new moments in your life and come out here to the Hacienda. But we want to make sure that we see all of our fellow foodies at this milestone moment in local food and beverage scene. It's the Heritage Foods Festival. Again, it's happening on Sunday, September the 3rd from 6 to 9 p.m. Only $55 a person. Chef Bruce Yim wants you to call 529-3500 to get your reservations because this is a must not miss. Now, John, Bruce, you going to be able to do a little eating and drinking on Sunday, September 3rd yourself?
I think John will do the eating. I'll do the drinking.
No, I think that's the other way around. I think that's the other way around. Anyway, we hope to see you all there. It's going to be a terrific event. And thanks for having us, Matt.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
With the Tucson Museum of Art.
Absolutely. Don't miss the Crush Party on November 10th. Okay. 6 to 9 p.m., tickets online.
November the 10th, 6 to 9 p.m., tickets at www.TucsonMuseumOfArt.org. Anyway, we're going to continue this tasting extravaganza. We're not going anywhere, fellow foodies, so come on over here, join the party, meet John and Bruce, get to know them, have a cocktail. Might I suggest this barrel-aged Manhattan?
You might.
Including the ingredients that John Kulikowski was not going to reveal on live radio, because that's what John does. Anyway, I want to thank you guys, and
thank
I want to congratulate you for almost 90 years of being part of the Southern Arizona heritage, being a part of our history, and there are no two better ambassadors of that heritage than Bruce Yim and John Kulikowski.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my brothers.
Thank you.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Jessica Nenedick reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's on the menu live. Cheers, fellow foodies. We'll see you at the Hacienda. Yay!